Good morning. My guest this morning is Gene Abravaya from the Spreckle Theater Company. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Roland.
So you guys are doing Oliver. That is one grand preparation to put a show like that together. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's a big show. Big show. We have a cast of about 24 people and then 15 young people from our summer theater workshop. So that's almost a cast of 40 there.
So at one point you must have had auditions for all of your kids who were in the summer theater program.
Actually, we don't audition.
Okay.
We take young people from 8 to 18 who are interested in theater and the performing arts. What they do is they spend their day working with our musical director and our program director and also our choreographer,
mm-hmm.
Learning portions of the show. And then what we do is we all come together, the young people and the adults, about 2 weeks before we open, and we put the thing together.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How many kids in total were involved in that program?
We have 15 kids in the program this year. Yeah.
So I assume that that most of the kids are playing ragamuffins of one sort or other if they're in Oliver, right?
Yes, that's right. They are.
They must be having great fun.
They are. They are. Our program director, Denise Elia Yen, and Michaela Snyder, our choreographer, are very inventive people. And so they're having lots of fun. I had one young lady say to me this morning, as a matter of fact, that for the very first time in her life that she was looking forward to her Monday.
That's great. That's great. That really should be engraved somewhere.
Yeah, I thought that was a great compliment.
Is this a show you've done before, Gene?
I've acted in this show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about 6 years ago for Sixth Street Playhouse, I was their Fagin.
Oh, great.
But I'm directing this time around.
What's it like to have done that pivotal role in Oliver and then turn around and use the expertise that you've gleaned to prepare another Fagin and all the people that surround him?
Well, it's funny. It's a challenge because I have an affinity for the role, I always have to remember that the person that's coming in to play the role, and his name's a very talented actor, Tim Setzer, is exactly that, a very talented actor that brings to the show his own take on the character.
Right, right.
You know, there are many ways to play something, and it's enjoyable to actually to see somebody else do things that you didn't even think of, you know?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
How are the adult performers doing working with the kids?
Oh, I everybody's having a grand time. We really are. The kids are well behaved. They are respectful of the facility. They're great. They're talented. They're willing to take direction and know how to split the focus with the adults.
Well, there are certain plays that are based on a premise or an incident or something like that. But this is a play that creates a world.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's the world of Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist.
Right.
And it's almost as famous now as the original story.
Maybe even
in its own
more,
right.
Maybe even more famous, all things considered.
Sure.
So is this going to be a long enough run for the work that you've put into it?
I hope not, you know.
Right?
I hope that
Very
we'll have
good.
To extend.
Yes. Right. Excellent.
It's always a good, bad, it's always a bad, good problem, whatever I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know,
right.
Trying to extend.
Gene, thanks very much for coming in and all success on this great show. Let's tell people once again that this is Oliver at the Spreckles Theater Company's location in Rohnert Park. For information and tickets on the telephone, the number is 588-3400. Online, it's Spreckles, E-L, online.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.